I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Going on right now. I'm talking with the epic. I can't even believe I'm speaking with him right now. KK Downing, KK's Priest. He's wearing a KK's Priest t-shirt. I'm gonna have to get one of those, man. That's a really cool t-shirt. He's already got that. He's in full promotion mode for this kick-ass album coming out October 1st. Explore One Music, Sermons of the Sinner. How are you doing today, man? I know it's kind of bright and early for you, but you got your tea.
Yeah, good. It's mid-afternoon in the UK, and the sun's out, and it's very pleasant.
Right on, man. Well, it must be good to chat about, you know, this kind of brainchild of yours. KK's Priest is, I mean, it's in the name alone. It's your beast. It must feel good to be chatting about something that, you know, is this new to you.
Yeah, very, very exciting. You know, getting close now, October the 1st, the release, so... It's been a bit of a roller coaster, really, because to start with, we were going literally all guns blazing to try and get the album finished. This was spring 2020, and it was pretty much done, you know. But of course the COVID hit and everything closed up, the hotels, studios and everything. So we had to hang fire to see what was happening. The reason for the big push was we had some very, very cool dates to do, you know. Mm-hmm. But they got cancelled. So it was a lot of sitting around waiting and seeing, you know. So, but then this year I said, we had more shows done and then they got cancelled. So we're just going to have to release this beast, you know, and get on with it. So, but it's been, and in the end, it's been a very, to start with, it was going to be a very, very quick birth. And now it's ended up being a very, very long pregnancy. So we got just over a week to go now, Kevin. So I'm looking forward to that.
So, you know, I was going to ask about that and the COVID-19 pandemic. Obviously, it's affected everyone and it's been just tragic. And you know, it's given a lot of bands, you know, they've kind of had a lot of barriers as far as what with recording and shows and whatnot. So you guys had everything done. So this album's been done even before the pandemic. I did not know that.
Well, no, we most of it was done. Fortunately, I managed to get Ripper over and Sean, a fantastic drummer from San Diego. The guys put the vocals down, the drums, and obviously the majority of everything else is pretty much done. But having said that, you know, everything can always be improved with manpower, time, manpower, and money, all manpower, right? And so, I was able to just, the guys went back, everything closed up, but I was able to have a good time, you know, continually, you know, tweaking and messing about, you know. So, for the first time in my career, you know, I did have the luxury of making sure it was exactly right, you know.
Yeah.
Because normally, so, you know, you're in a studio, you're just at the end of like a 36-hour session, and the record company are outside. They just want the record because the time's run out, the money's run out, and that's it, you know.
Yeah.
As we say in the industry, an album's never finished.
Yeah.
You know, you just have to hand it over at some point. But for this record, hey, guess what, you know, I mean, I was totally happy with it, you know. You know, like late spring, early summer in 2020, I was totally happy with it. But I was able to have, you know, play with it.
And it was
great, you know, forever tweaking, because I'd still be doing it now probably, you know, if... you know the way it goes.
Of course, yes.
But the label said, give me the record.
Okay,
we know
it's like
finished. And it was finished, really, you know.
Yeah, well, I mean, you've released 4 singles so far from the album. And I got to say, man, the guitar playing is on another level. It must have been fun. You know, this isn't even a question. This is just like the acknowledgement that it just sounds fun. And it sounds like you can just hear the fun coming from the riffs. It just sounds like you're having the time of your life as far as the production of the record.
Yeah, exactly. Like I say, I mean, I didn't know what to expect when I sat down Christmas 2019, because really I'm not a Christmas person, you know.
Sure, sure.
And I thought Christmas to me is always a good time to either spring clean the house or make a record. So I was like, I'll make a record.
Nice.
And I didn't know what to expect, but it was so easy. It was very easy. Everything came very quick and easy. You know, I felt the total freedom to be able to make decisions and do everything myself and get plenty of guitar solos on there. You know, I felt that I'd lacked in recent years, you know, I mean, not through my own fault, you know. And so, justifiably now, I wanted to do what I think I should do guitar-wise, you know, if not more, and that's what happened. So, but yeah, going back to what you said, it's all about, I mean, the energy, really. And I like, there's energy on top of energy. And I'm not just saying that. I mean, people have heard, you know, the track so far.
Yeah, the music speaks for itself.
It's just all energy, and when the fans get to hear some of the more melodic and slower stuff, what there's even energy in that, you know, and everyone will see what I'm saying when they get to listen to the whole record, really.
That's awesome, man. And I look forward to listening to the whole record again. We're here talking about Sermons of the Sinner, coming out October 1st on Explorer One Music. And everything is available for pre-order, so you can buy that one and make sure it gets to your door so you can jam out with it. So I was curious, you were talking about on, you know, Christmas 2019. After departing Judas Priest, what motivated you to come back with this band? You know, what motivated you to come back and just like rock twice as hard?
Well, you know, I sat in the wings waiting a long time, you know, to step back into my, you know, usual role.
Yeah.
But I wasn't allowed in. And I kept checking on them. The guys checking. I thought, well, this is it, you know. I can't wait any longer. They said the door's permanently closed. Mm. You know, they said that through legal channels as well. You know, they tried to stop me doing this band as well, which I thought was very, very wrong of them, really, you know, because, you know, I'm of an age now and I've got plenty to offer, you know, and there's no reason why I shouldn't offer that up to the fans. And so, yeah, I thought this is it. So, but I did the right thing, I think, really, Kevin, by putting the horse in front of the cart, you know, by making sure that, because I knew I could do an album, but I wanted it to be really good, you know, and I found that I could do that very quickly and efficiently, no problem at all. And that sort of do something I was very, very happy with, and I felt pretty sure that the fans would be very happy with as well. And going back to what you said before, because I haven't forgot that, it's all about, you know, it seems as though we're not expected to rock out and have fun anymore. I don't know whether so many bands are getting so serious, you know, with very abstract lyrics and stuff like that. You know, I've read a couple of comments about a couple of the songs with the lyrics. Well, yeah, they're not complicated. They are straightforward. They're real life. Just like, you know, Living After Midnight or Hot Rocking, you know, or Heading Out to the Highway. They're not there to win some kind of literary award. They're rock and roll lyrics, like, you know, like School's Out or whatever it is, or We Ain't Gonna Take It, or Parental Guidance. It goes on for, we are allowed to have fun, aren't we, in rock and metal? Correct me if I'm wrong.
No, you've earned the right to have some freaking fun, KK.
Because that's, you know, that's what's on this record. There are other songs that are more, you know, more in-depth and meaningful. But, you know, and in Judas Priest, we always had those songs that were like flat out where you get in the car, we're going to a gig, and we are going to rock out.
Absolutely.
You know, and we're destined for the heavy metal parking lot. You know, and we don't want this, like I said, these very kind of hard to decipher songs, you know, throughout the entire album. You know, we want to let our hair down, don't we, and have a few beers and go and kick some ass.
I like it, man. That's the perfect soundtrack for like the world reopening and the maybe shows coming back with, you know, safety precautions and all, but like we can come back and we can rock out, man. I look forward to that. So, you know, I do have to ask, because you are an originator of this sound, you know, you are one of the inspirations to so many, you know, kids that have grown up watching you play guitar. And you know, what keeps you motivated to keep, you know, playing guitar at such a high level? What keeps you motivated to keep continuing to churn out badass riffs?
I think now it's gone this way. I mean, it suddenly dawned on me where I was kind of lacking in being able to do my fair share of solos. And now I'm in control and I can do things. And so now it's happened, as I said before, you know, obviously my preference, turning the clock back, would be to step back in my role and fulfill my duties that the fans would expect. You know, I'm not going to go into detail. It's a long-winded situation. You know, like I said before, it was put out there, the misinformation, I retired to look after my golf course and all that. None of that was true.
Okay.
You know, because even after I sent a letter in, my first letter in, I did... You know, I did express my desire to do that final tour, and it was a final tour. We all decided to retire. We all decided to end the band. And so the only thing I was opting out for was to do that farewell tour. That's the impression I was under. And I just didn't want to do it because things weren't right. And I really felt that I wouldn't enjoy it. And I didn't want to end my career doing that. So I said, no, I'm not going to do it. But I did actually change my mind a couple of months later.
Yeah.
But that's another story that got ignored. So I waited in the wings for 10 years. That didn't happen. So I'm here now. And obviously, I've always had, you know, loads to offer. I'm well on the way to the next album for KK's Priest.
That's well. Awesome.
You know, so I keep trying to get into the music room to just because I'm really eager to do it.
Yeah.
I'm very busy doing things that I need to do.
Yeah.
Promotion and stuff like that. And I'm happy to do it. I'm more than happy. It's an absolute pleasure to speak to people like yourself, the media that give me the opportunity to, you know, say hello to the fans and reach out. And I've been saying, please be patient. It's coming. But going back to what we were saying about the pandemic, we've all been through. It's been a nightmare, hasn't it?
Yeah.
For everybody, as you're saying, for all the bands in the world, all the promoters, all the media, all of the fans, everything. But we'll come through it, guys. Let's just hang on in there together. But like I say, the record's just about to come out on the 1st of October. Everybody knows that some songs have been released, but there's nothing like listening to that album from beginning to end. You know, so there's lots more to come, you know, and so I'm very much looking forward to everybody being able to have that experience, to listen to it the way that I and the guys would like everybody to listen to it. Not like spasmodically, you know, just a song there. Listen to the whole thing, you know, as a concept from beginning to end.
Awesome. Well, KK, I'm going to let you go in just a moment, but I have one final strange question to ask. If you can show us, but if you can tell us, just pick a scar on your body and tell us the story of how you got that scar.
A scar?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I have got a small scar on my lip, actually.
Okay.
I think it's got less noticeable since the wrinkles started to appear.
Sure.
You know how it happens, you know. But, I used to like to play snooker, you know, which is like an old English game that dates back to the 1800s.
Okay.
And I used to hang out in snooker hall when I was a bit of a layout as a teenager because I was either playing guitar or playing snooker or something back then. But, you know, I just ended up getting into a fight one day and some guy gave me a good wallop and left a scar on my lip, you know. So people used to mention it to me, you know, back in the day, you know, especially girls. I guess they notice lips more than guys do, don't they?
Imagine that,
But anyway, the guy landed, sucker punched me, really, so... But, you know, I did seek revenge, you know, later on after the fact, once I got up and came to my senses. But that was a lot later on. So that's the only scar I've got on my body, fortunately.
Yeah.
You know.
Not looking for more.
I'm blessed. I don't have any tattoos or anything like that. I stay away from needles as much as I can.
But
I just never had the time and inclination, really. But they're not really scars. It's art, so it's different.
All right. Well, KK, thank you so much, man. Again, KK's Priest, Sermons of the Sinner, coming out October 1st on Explorer One Music. I appreciate you taking the time to do the interview today, man.
Thank you very much, Kevin. And thank you again for the opportunity. And thank you. Big thanks to all of your listeners out there. And we're very much hoping to get back on tour. So hopefully we'll see you in a town or city near you as soon as we possibly can.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.